Our High Calling. Victory is assured. December 13th. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3, verse 21. The true witness presents encouragements to all who are seeking to walk in the path of humble obedience through faith in his name. He declares, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." These are the words of our substitute and surety, he who is the divine head of the church, the mightiest of conquerors, would point his followers to his life, his toils, his self-denials, his struggles and sufferings, through contempt, through rejection, ridicule, scorn, insult, mockery, falsehood, up the path of Calvary to the scene of the crucifixion, that they might be encouraged to press on toward the mark for the prize and reward of the overcomer. Victory is assured through faith and obedience. Let us make an application of the words of Christ to our own individual cases. Are we poor and blind and wretched and miserable? Then let us seek the gold and white raiment that he offers. The work of overcoming is not restricted to the age of the martyrs. The conflict is for us in these days of subtle temptation to worldliness, to self-security, to indulgence of pride, covetousness, false doctrines, and immorality of life. We can overcome. Yes, fully, entirely. Jesus died to make a way of escape for us, that we might overcome every fault, resist every temptation, and sit down at last with him in his throne. We have no discouraging message for the church. Although reproofs and cautions and corrections have been made, yet the church has stood as God's instrumentality to diffuse light. The commandment-keeping people of God have sounded forth a warning to the world. The church of God is a living witness, a continual testimony, to convince men if accepted, to condemn them if resisted and rejected. The church must and will shine forth, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners. Song of Solomon 6, verse 10.